Okay, we're on page Tzadi Dalet in the book Shabbos Malkasa on the topic of Menucha. Regarding Menucha, we've discussed the new understanding of what Menucha is. Menucha isn't just resting up so you have the strength to work again, because there's so many details and adjectives for Menucha. Menucha of love, Menucha of truth. So Menucha has to be its own aspect. A positive aspect as opposed to one that's just a means for further work. We also said that that the rabbis apply the term of Hashem rested when creating the world from 6 days, which needs understanding as well. And how is the Menucha of Shabbos unique from other types of Menucha? So we explained that the idea is that the reason a person gets tired is because he focuses a lot in the physicality. And when one focuses on the physicality, one works hard physically, one is distancing himself from the root of all life, which is spirituality. And the further distant you are from spirituality, that takes away from that source of life, and therefore you become tired. We said how that applies to three areas. A yef is applied to being tired from work, a yef is applied to being thirsty from water, and a yef is applied when a person does an avera. All those three reflect the distancing from life, real life. And clearly spiritual life is the real life. Similarly, when Hashem created the world, he was making the world so physical, literally he was creating a distance in the world between the world and himself. And therefore Hashem had to stop. That stop, that menucha, the point of menucha, is to stop from the activities that separate you from the spiritual root of existence. That's what menucha is. And therefore, there's a menucha from doing averos. There's a menucha from the physical work that you're so focused on. When you stop that, you can get refocused back into the spiritual realm. And that's what menucha is supposed to do, is to get you reconnected to the spiritual realm. That is menucha, as he will explain now in Dalet. V'yom zeh shel menucha u'kedusha nosan la'amo. And this day of menucha and holiness he gave to his people. Hainu, meaning to say, kasher magia yom ha-shabbos, when the Shabbos day comes, yom ha-menucha, the day of menucha, ha-yehudi shoves u'misnasek mikol shayochus le'olam ha-gashmi. The Jew rests and separates himself from any connection to the world of physicality. And he elevates himself and returns to the boundaries, to the barriers, inside the barriers, inside, not being on the outside, of the domain of Hashem. Ulaom shel kedusha, the world of kedusha. In other words, he's stopping the work. He's stopping the things that separate him between spirituality. He goes back into the spiritual zone. Why? La'agor kochos likras hayom avoyim. To gather up his strengths towards the coming week. She'atziya me'olam ha'shofel. That when you leave this lowly world, v'himotzos ba'olam ha'kodesh v'olim, and you find yourself in the holy spiritual world, hihi skarvus l'shor shachayim. This is getting close to the root of life. V'zu ma'os ha'menucha. And that is the essence of menucha, getting close to the root of life. That's the essence of menucha. Umekabel chayim chadoshim, you get new, invigorated life. L'tzarech maaseh sheishes hayomim ad l'shabbos haba. You get new life for the needs of the 6 days of the week for the coming Shabbos. Okay? So that's clearly what the menucha is. Vinay. So now he's going to ask a question. If that's the case, so we shouldn't do anything physical on Shabbos. Okay, so let's just sit and meditate for 24 hours. Why don't we do that? Vinay ha'yoroi v'shabbos Shabbos yisbatel kol ha'olam ha'mitziyusu ha'gashmius v'yachzer ha'kol ha'ruchanios. So you'd think it would make sense that on the Shabbos one should nullify from the world any type of physical reality and let it return all back to the ruchnias, to the spiritual zone. Everything, the whole world should turn into a spiritual zone. It should be like how we're being told what the world will be like in Olam Haba. Let the world become like Olam Haba for a day. Or at least let the person not do anything and meditate all day. Shekach b'pashtusi mashmo shviso menucha, because that's the simple meaning of shviso menucha, resting. Shekol masa b'reishis nivsakim, that all the acts of creation should cease. V'lo melo karakach b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos. So why doesn't that happen every Shabbos? The answer is, but you have to remember what we said earlier in the book. That when we rest on Shabbos, it shows that there's a concept of Chidush Olam. That God created the world, something from nothing. And when that happens, when you realize that Hashem is the one that made everything happen, and we realize that when we stop working, just that alone, Nimtza comes out, Shiva Emes Kidesha Tispatl Kolmal Samachitza Shal Oilam Agashmi and Sarsh Tispatl Bapoil. So it comes out truthfully, once you have that concept, that you've integrated the idea that God created the world from nothing by your stopping of work. So in order to nullify any reality of barriers of the physical world, we no longer need to nullify them actually. We don't have to do that. We don't have to stop them. As long as we know, Ela HaHakora, but the recognition, Shal Yisod HaChidush Ba'olam, of this fundamental point, that God created the world something from nothing, that knowledge, Hihi HaYisbatla Shal Olam HaGashmi, that itself is the nullifying of the physical world. V'afichasol Olam Ruchani Mamash, and that turns into a spiritual world literally. Why? Shezem HaShem Yisgal Mizbar B'Shabbos Kodesh, because that which becomes revealed and clarified on the Holy Shabbos, Yisod Chidush Olam, the fundamental point of the renewal of the world, V'hayichud Ha'amiti, and the ultimate unification of this world, that which, that knowledge becomes clear. And when you look at the world, you are looking at it with those eyes. Shenimtza She'makom Panim Mikdushas, so we realize there's no place that is empty from God's holiness. U'kuchalam Yisbar B'chelek Shein, like everything we explain in the second part of the book. Once you know that, you're looking at the whole world on Shabbos saying, this doesn't exist without God's will. So once you realize that, then you're not allowing the physical world to become a barrier between you and Hashem. As long as you look at a physical world and you say, you know what, this physical thing acts independently. When you're engaged in a physical world in such a way and you're figuring, you know, I'm going to make it happen today. And because of all my effort, I'm going to succeed. And you don't think that Hashem was involved in that. That is the physical type of activity that separates you from Hashem. But when you come to the recognition that you're saying, you know what, everything, every particle is from Hashem, it would disintegrate without Hashem. At that point, when you have that knowledge, then even if you engage in that physical world, even if you look at a physical world, but you're looking at it understanding that that physical world is a manifestation of Hashem, but not a barrier between you and Hashem. Let me finish the paragraph. That's clear. So the key is the Hakora. Once you have that recognition of this reality, that there is nothing aside from Hashem, so if, and there's nothing separating you between you and Hashem, right? So then that's it. You've already achieved this goal. The menucha is there. That's what Shema'ata. Last two lines there. And now, Gama Olam Hazeh, this world, Kan, right here, Hu Kisei L'Chvod Yisbarach, it is a throne for God's glory. But osamita, to that degree that you have this understanding, rather, just like the heavens above, we understand is God's domain. We understand this is God's domain. V'amenucha hi gam kan b'olam hazeh, and therefore the menucha is in this world as well. As long as there's no separate, nothing causing you to see that separation, then you have the menucha over there. Beautiful, beautiful concept. Yeah. Okay, Yom Kippur is different. Yom Kippur is a different aspect.
We're still fasting.
That's right. Yom Kippur is a different... It's not Shabbos. There's a different avodah to Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, we're not living in this world. On Shabbos, we are living in this world. On Yom Kippur, we're not. It's a whole different avodah on Yom Kippur. It's a different avodah on Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is the one day that we live only as a soul and not as a body. for reasons I'm not going to get into right now. But that's what Yom Kippur is. That's not Shabbos is holier than Yom Kippur. Shabbos is a higher level of Yom Kippur. Shabbos is living with the understanding that Hashem is one, even in a physical world. Yom Kippur is totally getting out of the physical world. Totally out of the physical world. One day. Yom Kippur is like living after a person dies in the Olam HaNeshamos. It's a totally different reality. Shabbos is like living in Olam Haba, which is a deeper reality. Still with a physical reality. Yom Kippur is living totally spiritually and not physical at all, which is not the highest level. Is living totally spiritual while you're with the physical. That is really Olam Haba. Olam Haba is there will be a physical aspect. There will be a physical aspect. Not this physical aspect. There will be some. When a person dies, he's not in Olam Haba. He's on Olam HaNeshamas in the world of souls. World of souls, there is no physicality. Yom Kippur is living in the world of souls. Shabbos is living in Olam Haba. It's a greater level of Olam Haba than the world of souls. Why we need that? Because we're human. We make mistakes. We need one day to remember that we really are a soul. Yom Kippur drives that home across. Only once a year. That's all. Yeah, Sam?
Since the whole thing hinges on our understanding that Hashem built the world from nothing, why should that apply only to Shabbos? We can think that way every day and still realize this is happening. So why is it different? Like, suppose today, right now, I know that Hashem made everything from nothing.
Okay, so you could do that. But it's very hard to do that unless you stop doing all the other work you do. You're so involved in doing everything you can do, you get too involved in it, and you forget. You forget.
You need to physically stop first.
You're stopping some things. I'm not building. I'm not creating. I'm not doing the things that make me think I'm in control of the world. Right? I'm not making money. So on Shabbos, you're saying, you know what? It's not me, it's Hashem. But I can still eat a piece of potato kugel. There's no harm in eating food once I know that everything is surrendered before Hashem. Then, the physical, in other words, there's two types of physical activities. The one that are creative in nature, and the ones that are not creative in nature. The creative ones that are purely, purely physical, and the others that are not purely physical. Right? When you go and take an axe, and chop a piece of wood, and through that build a house. Right? You are a creator. And you are so engaged in physical activities, right? It's so far away from spirituality that it's very hard for you to keep the focus of the spirituality. And what generally happens is you get totally engulfed in the physicality. That's what happens. Now, is not to say that unbelievable tzaddikim could still engage in physical things and not lose the focus. Yes. But you know what? Most people can't. It's the nature of a physical human being. It's drawn to the physical things that he does. You have to be an unbelievable tzaddik not to get sucked into that, which is rare. And the Torah is not given just to tzaddikim. Right? So now on Shabbos, I stop doing that. So when I do that, what am I ready? What do you mean? How can you not do this? How can you not water the garden? The plants are going to die. You know what? There's Hashem in the world. Hashem makes them all exist, even if I don't make them exist. Right? Once you say that, now I can do other things that are not creative. Right? I can daven. I can learn. Those are spiritual things. And then even eating. That's a real problem people have with this idea. You know, what are you eating for on Shabbos? Because eating, we have been taught, is really the most spiritual activity the person does. More than davening. More than learning. Because davening and learning, you're only activating your neshama. When you're eating, you're activating your neshama and your body. And you're making them work in harmony. And when you look at that potato kugel, and you see that as a manifestation of Hashem, and you know there's sparks of God's divine will, wanting that thing to exist, and those sparks are going to go into your body. That now makes your body become uplifted by the spiritual existence of Hashem. Right? So now you're able to deal with one aspect of the physical world with it not causing a barrier between you and Hashem. Okay?
It could happen Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday.
It theoretically could, But it's very hard. It's very hard to happen. It's very hard for that to happen. You're right. It could. A real tzaddik, every day is Shabbos. But you have no idea what that takes. You have no idea what that takes. I mean, it's unbelievable. So, you know, therefore Hashem says, okay, for most normal people, right, you know, we're going to have a real Shabbos. That's what you have to have. Okay, so then he brings down a beautiful medrash below the line. Vinira, it appears, Shezeh ma shehuk shuba medrash, that this which was asked in the medrash asks a question. Sheshala Rabbi Akiva. They asked Rabbi Akiva, Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechabed es haShabbos, if Hashem would honor the Shabbos, Al Yeshev Baruchas, the wind shouldn't blow. Al Yorid Bo Geshamim, the rain shouldn't fall. Al Yasmiach Bo Esav, grass shouldn't grow. What's going on? He's supposed to take a rest. That was the question that was asked to Rabbi Akiva. Amar Le Em Shalach HaMashal, Rabbi Akiva, I'll give you an analogy. Let's say two people are living in one courtyard. There's a house, and a courtyard that's shared. We're going to get to halachas of Eruv for a second. You know, if I have rights to go into a chatzar, and you have rights to go into a chatzar, we're not allowed to carry there in Shabbos. You're not allowed to. Because to the degree that you're allowed to carry, someone else is allowed to carry, and you're not allowed to carry outside of your domain. You only can do that if you make an Eruv, where you say we are both joint owners of this thing. That's a halach. So he says like this. L'shnayim sh'adarim b'chatzer achas. Two people living in one chatzer. Im ein zeh nosen eruv, v'zeh nosen eruv. If each one doesn't give an eruv to each other, to combine each other's, shema mutarim l'talta b'chatzer. You think they're allowed to carry in the courtyard? They're not allowed to carry. Avon ha'ya echador b'chatzer. What if only one guy is living in the courtyard? There's only one house in the courtyard. There's not another one. He's allowed to carry in the entire courtyard. Afkan, similarly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'fi she'ein reshus acheres imo, since there is no other owner in this world on Shabbos, v'cholom kulo shalo, and the whole world is his, mutter b'cholom kulo, he's allowed to use the whole world as he wants to use it. Now, what does that mean? So in the next page below the line, he explains that. I know. It's obvious what it's saying, you just have to plug it in. Hainu, meaning to say, Shakusha, I said, what was the real question? What was the question? Kivet shikar menucha hi kivyachal klape mala, since the main menucha is, as it were, towards Hashem. That's the first menucha. Sheshavas mibriyas olam, he rested from creating the world. How's that? V'chas v'lechitzas kishoyis brachin, went back to his domain of the holiness. Lamin mistalk me'esgolam gabi, why isn't he not bothering with the world at all? He should stop every Shabbos. Well, Zebba Teretz, that's the answer comes to tell us. Mashal matatal b'tal chaser, an analogy to a person who carries in his courtyard. I mean to say, she'ain tzarch latzeis mina oilam, a God doesn't have to leave the world, or a person doesn't as well, kidei lahasik es menuchas haShabbos, to achieve the menuchas haShabbos, she'edei hagilui shel Shabbos, that through the revelation of Shabbos, that he is the only boss. Once he's the only boss, then kol olam ha'hivech lios mechis shel Kadosh Baruch Hu, the whole world becomes his courtyard. See, in the first time of creation, as he was creating everything, God had to stop and say, that's it. I don't have to do it. I'm not subject to having to always work on this world. I don't have to. I made it from nothing and I can stop. There had to be that first stop. Once it's that first stop, finished. That proves the point that he created the world from nothing. Now, once that point is proved, and every Shabbos we remember that point, that he stopped the creation of the world. Once you know that idea, then God can do whatever he wants. Because it's his world. Once it's his world, it doesn't matter. Right? When Shabbos is there with his total recognition that there is no other power but Hashem. And how do we know that? By invoking the memory of the first 6 days of creation, where God stopped at that point, and say, I don't have to go any further because it's my world and I can do whatever I want and I will do nothing for 24 hours. I will not evolve any further away from me because I said, that's enough. And when we remember that root principle, so Shabbos, the whole world thinks about that, is enveloped in that thought, then whatever you see isn't going to change it. If God makes it rain or the grass grows, well, we know it's only going because of Hashem. Right? So then, therefore, the world doesn't have to stop, and therefore, I only have to stop in terms of my creativity. That I have to stop. That I have to stop in terms of my creativity. But nothing else in this world. I can still enjoy this world because I know it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. I have to stop working on Shabbos, creating, because Hashem stopped creating. Hashem did stop creating on that day. I have to put myself in that zone of the first Shabbos of creation. When I put myself in that zone of the first Shabbos of creation, I have to be just like Hashem was on the first Shabbos. I do nothing. And when I do that, and that totally integrates within my consciousness, that there's nothing but Hashem in this world, and I only can understand that when I am not creating, then I can engage with the non-creative parts in this physical world and totally understand that it's totally from Hashem. And that is the menucha that I'm having. Okay? Top of Tzadi Hey. Point Hey. Okay, now we can begin to understand, so what are you supposed to do on Shabbos? Now it becomes obvious what you're supposed to do on Shabbos. I mean, what is there to do on Shabbos if we're supposed to have menucha? You're supposed to reconnect to the spiritual source, and that brings the real life. So what are you supposed to do? For Chazal Amru, Jerusalem Talmud says, Lo nitnu Shabbosos v'yamim tovim ela lasok v'hen b'divrei Torah. Shabboses and Yom Tovim were only given as a gift to the Jews so that they should engage themselves in the words of Torah. That's what Shabbos was built for. V'yeshashom, those who ask, wait a minute. Shabbos was given for rest. Now going with the old understanding of rest. Rest is rest. We know Torah is acquired only through hard work. You don't become a scholar by just laying back, sipping a pina colada, and flipping through a few pages. Right? You have to, you know, bend to the task and just learn. And break your head on every line and understand it and review it and chazer it till you got it. And that's all not fun. That's hard work. Right? That's where people drop off in learning programs. Once after a few weeks, oh, it's too hard. It's boring. It's this, that. To keep reviewing 7, 8, 9, 10 times. That's work. So what are you telling me? On the one hand, we know Torah is only acquired. And for example, the Gemara says three things are acquired with suffering. And one of them is Torah. If you don't suffer, you're not going to know Torah. If you think it's going to be a pleasure, it ain't going to be. You have to physically tax yourself to be able to integrate Torah into your life. Right? So what are you telling me? The Jerusalem Talmud says I should have menucha on Shabbos? What's going on? Right? So, one second, let me get to the answer. Right, and more though, we have a Chazal that says Shemateshes Kol Chashalarim. The Gemara says that Torah weakens the strength of a person. V'echza Mischaber L'inyam Menucha. This is connected to the idea of rest. So with the old definition, you talk of a problem, and that's so sad that most of the world only has the old definition of Menucha. The truth is, Menucha Amitis. What's true Menucha? True Menucha. True. Connecting to the spiritual source, he rak ba'amalat Torah is only from toiling in Torah. Shrei masha Torah niknas dafka ba'amal v'yegia. The fact that Torah can be acquired only through great effort and toiling. Why? Zekedei lachrosh es aguf. It's in order to plow the body. V'lishpor ha-mechitzas, and to break the barriers. That create a boundary, a separation between a man and the root of his life. In other words, the more you give credence to your physical body, right, the more distant you're going to be from Hashem. Right, the more you pamper your body, right, the more you pamper it, it's focused into the body. You're focused into the body. But when you're working hard on Torah and you're focused on spiritual concepts and you're wearing away the physical part and the focus is taken away from the physical pleasure, right? And rather you're now integrating Torah throughout your being, right? You're breaking down the barriers. You're breaking down the barriers. You're integrating Torah totally into your being. You're giving all your effort to Torah as opposed to physical things. Right? You know, you could get tired out from being a bricklayer all day too. But you've tired yourself out focusing on the physical. So not only is your body tired, but you've distanced yourself from Hashem. When you're learning Torah for a long time, you know, you physically could get tired, but you've negated the focus on the comfort of the physical for the purpose of truly and exclusively focusing on the spiritual root of your existence. That's a big difference. Nimsa comes out, Shaladei Yigiyaso, through his toiling, Adrabba, the opposite. Miskarev hulu mekor chiyuso. He gets closer to the root of his existence. Vein lecha menucha, Gedolim said, there's no greater menucha than not having barriers and connecting to the root. While Yedeis emosiv kokvur, and through that you gain more strength. Ukirichsiv ala Torah, as it says in reference to the Torah, King Solomon says in Mishlei, Ani bina li gvura. For me, bina, understanding of Torah, is gvura, is strength. That's where I get my strength from. Okay, there's still a question he has to deal with over here. He's saying, yeah, but it still doesn't make sense, because if I'm totally connecting to the source of Hashem, so why should I get physically tired from this? That's the next paragraph. Okay, so okay. So I'm engaging, but still, so if I'm connecting mamish to spiritual things, then why should I get tired at all? So the truth is, if you really did it right, you shouldn't get tired, because Moshe didn't get tired. In fact, for 40 days, he was learning. He didn't take a nap. All right, so that's unbelievable. But what about us? So that's the next paragraph. Uma, very, you got to work hard on this piece. This is a piece you got to work hard on. This is mamish menucha. It's mamish menucha. You got to work hard on this piece to get the menucha. Yeah, you know, let's hold on. Let me. I got to finish the thought here. It's very important here. All right. So, but got to get it clear. You know, you got to throw everything you got into your Torah learning. That mamish is going to separate you from all those boundaries. Right? Umashet Torah mateshes kocha shalom. Aye, but the Torah weakens the actual physical strength of the person. So why is that happening? Why is that happening? If I'm connecting, you're telling me the one, and I'm connecting to the root of life, and the root of life should invigorate you. So then, how can I get tired? So he says, well, that is because we're human beings. Because we're human beings, it's an inevitable consequence. Zemipnei sof, because at the end of the day, to learn Torah, you have to use your body. Anu mishtamshim bekochos hagashmim bishvil amal haTorah. We have to make use of the physical strengths through our efforts in Torah. So from that end, limud haTorah miyayif es adam. The learning of Torah makes the person tired. Mashalama shomer chazal. This is compared to what the rabbis tell us. Borei, take a look. The lo kaminis hakadosh baruch hu kaminis basar adam. The ways of Hashem are not the ways of people. Midas basar adam. You look at a physical person. What's the way he works? Clay reikon, an empty vessel, machzik, is able to contain new items. Mole, a full vessel, ain't a machzik, doesn't contain. That's the way people are. Aval Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem's not that way. Mole, when his vessel is full, machzik, it's able to hold things. What does that mean? Remember, we said a couple weeks ago on Shabbos that God could find no cup to hold all the blessing of the world except the cup of peace. I mean, you have to have a cup that's full of shalom, and then it can hold even more. Right? But reikon ain't a machzik, but an empty one doesn't hold anything. If there's no shalom, then nothing goes in the cup. Right? Shenemar, as it says, Yim Shema Tishma, etc. Akan. Hayin, I mean to say, Shalimud HaTorah, when you learn Torah, Gorer Achra Vod Limud. In other words, where do you think more Torah learning is going to go into? A cup that's empty from Torah, or a cup that's full of Torah? A cup that's full of Torah. Right? If there's zero Torah in that receptacle, okay, here, I'm going to teach you a beautiful piece of Torah. Okay, get out of here, I don't want it. But if you're full of Torah, then you want more Torah. No one ever says, I've learned too much. There's no more room in my head for another piece of information. Never. But a guy doesn't learn, as soon as you start learning, he says, I can't get it. It's not going in. It's not going in. The simplest, it's just not going in. Meanwhile, a guy with thousands of pages of Gemara in his head, he could put another 10,000 in his head. Is room made for it. Right? So on the one hand, but for kasha, but it's still a problem. But we still see a person learns a long time. He gets tired. You still got to sleep. Ulapamim, and sometimes harosh mol, your head is full. And I can't learn more. Sometimes you get to a point. I got a headache. I can't. I can't concentrate. So what's going on? Avol be'emes, the truth is hayefus, that part of tired. That's not from the part of you that's called intellect and understanding. The part of you, the conscious part of you that is intellect and understanding, that doesn't get tired. In terms of intelligence, that part of you, the brains, the information part, the grasp of the seichel, the more you put in, the more it's a receptacle to get more. The seichel never is full and never gets tired. That part of you is never that way. But the seichel has to make use of physical parts called the brain. The brain, physical brain. In order to catch the knowledge, to gather knowledge. So the physical tools of acquiring intellect. Heim shemisi aifim, those ones who get tired. Come on, kol davar gashmi, like any physical thing. Shekachol shemafilin also yoser hu nechlash umiyasayif. The more you work at it, the more it gets tired. The physical brain gets tired. Whatever that physical stuff inside your cranium is, that stuff gets tired. Aval kochas eruchanis, but the spiritual strengths that are there, the intelligence that you have, Adrab, more opposite. Kachol shema filin. Also, the more you work them, yoser he misgabrim mischaskim yoser. They get stronger and stronger and stronger. Therefore, you have tzaddikim, right? That's what we say when the Arizal will go to sleep. He learned more Torah in 3 hours of being asleep than it would take 50 years to teach. How did that happen? Because it was going right into his seichel. It's going right into his seichel. God was just laying it right into the seichel. And the seichel. He woke up 3 hours later. 50 years smarter, because he wasn't using a very inefficient system of his own brain to get the knowledge. God just shovels it right in. You see, so that's the biggest proof. That's why that Arizal would sleep. He slept so he could learn more Torah. That he didn't mean he slept the whole day. Believe me, he slept 2-3 hours in the afternoon because he didn't sleep much Friday night. He didn't sleep much a whole week. Because you know, on Shabbos it was a gift. The gift would come at Shabbos. So how much you got to sleep to get 50 years worth of knowledge? Only sleep a couple hours. So the seichel was never rests, and that's why you have dreams when you're asleep. Right? It just doesn't rest. Right? The body. So the physical body. Yeah, Nebuch. We're human. Because we're human, we have a physical body, and I used the physical brain to work, and if I work it a lot, I'm going to get tired. But the spiritual aspect of the person is not getting tired. He's able to put more and more and more in. Right. So that's the point. So when I'm learning Torah on Shabbos, I'm focusing in the spiritual zone, and every minute I'm more involved in learning Torah, there's more connection to Hashem, there's less boundaries, barriers between me and Hashem, and that's a beautiful thing. That's what Shabbos was meant for. And yes, if I'm going to learn a lot on Shabbos, eventually I'm going to get physically tired, not spiritually tired, not distanced from Hashem, not that kind of tired, but of real physical tired. But why should I be physical tired? Because the answer is because still you're human. And because you're human, you have to use a human brain. A human brain gets worn out and has to take a break. Also has to take a break. Right? But it won't get worn out as fast as when you're laying bricks. Laying bricks will get you tired quicker. When you're learning Torah, it'll take a lot longer to wear you out. Right. So you will be tired. And the truth is, after a Shabbos, by Matzah Shabbos, you should be exhausted. Physically exhausted. Just go to sleep. Matzah Shabbos. You really put in, you really were working hard on Shabbos. You're working hard to be totally spiritually connected. And you had to use your physical brain to do that. You're going to get tired. Your brain's going to get tired. Your brain's going to need a rest. Okay. Let me just do one more paragraph, then we'll take your question, Eric. Valkane, therefore, v'Shabbos Kodesh, come Shabbos Kodesh. Hey, yes, what a work of Megashus Ruchnis. Since a person is a combination of physicality and spirituality, v'Shabbos Perusha al Kol Mitzvos. And the Shabbos is like a net that spreads over all of reality, Gashus Ruchnis, physical and spiritual. So, tzorich, menucha, you need what we call menucha. To each part according to its reality. Meaning to say, the spiritual needs menucha, and the physical needs menucha. The physical has to always parallel what's going on in the spiritual. It has to be this parallel. You can't have one without the other. If it's a day of menucha, you can say, well, my body is going to be busy, and my neshama is going to be resting. It doesn't work. They have to be in harmony. You know, I'll work all day in a field, but I know Mishnayos by heart. And just like during the week, when I plow my field all day long, I go over all the Mishnayos I know, which is beautiful. So I'll do the same on Shabbos. You can't. Because on Shabbos, there has to be a harmony of menucha between the physical and the spiritual. Therefore, a menucha lekel magashmi. So how do you have rest for the physical tools? You have physical tools, your body, your hands, your feet. Hila nuach mehamal v'agiha gashmis is to rest from the physical work. Al yidei shina v'achila v'shasiya, through sleeping, eating, and drinking. So you have a rest from the physical world. Good. So my body is not working on things that are pulling me away from this world. I need a menucha there. Aval ha-menucha ha-mitis. Now, remember he said, menuchas emes. Menuchas emes, a true menucha. Now, eating and drinking and resting, we don't know if it's a true menucha. The fact that I'm not working on Shabbos, I don't know. It's a menucha, but I could be a false menucha. What's a false menucha? The false menucha is I'm eating and drinking and resting so that I can work Matzah Shabbos. Physical work. That's a false menucha. But if I'm eating and drinking and resting, and the rest of the day I'm davening and learning and singing zmiros, and I'm using that physical rest to be spiritually connected to the root, then we have a menuchas emes, a true menucha. Aval menucha amitis, letzarech achius amitis, but the true rest for the true life, v'apnimi shel adam, and the innermost part of the person, he adaraba al yedei tosefes lima Torah, is the opposite. It's through increasing our learning of Torah. Shal yedei zeh, through that, mosif koach ugvura amitim lekol kochosav. That through that, Hashem adds strength and true power to all your strengths, gashmim ruchanim, physical and spiritual. The truth of the matter is, that's what he's saying, that when you have true menucha, right, the inner part of the person, that real menucha, right, so that person gains through Torah, and he has more strength, true strength in all strengths. Meaning, say, if a person is really learning Torah, you know, he won't need as much sleep as the guy who's not learning Torah. The bricklayer who puts in a real hard day, you know, he's really tired, and he needs a full 8 hours of sleep. The tzaddik putting in a full day, he's tired too at the end of the day, but he's up after a couple hours. He's up after a couple hours because he wasn't so engaged. There wasn't so much physical engagement as much as when you're involved in learning Torah. So it only needs a very little bit of amount of rest. That's all that you need, right? So that's the menucha amitis. So therefore, and that's so Shabbos, you got to work hard. Okay, you get a little more sleep. Another 15 minutes more than usual. Okay, a little bit more rest. That's all. You know, you were tired because you did work a physical week. You did work a physical week. You are tired. Okay, so how much already? Okay, so that physical part of you needs to rest. Right. 8 hours is enough, right? Hours enough. What's this idea of sleeping in the afternoon after you had 8 hours of sleep? So you get the 8 hours of sleep, but the rest of the day I'm learning Torah. Because that's the real menucha. That's the real menucha, because you're connecting to your real source. Shena b'Shabbos Tanuk. That's right. So you don't go, you know, with 2 hours of sleep, right? So you sleep 7 hours. That's it. That's your Tanuk. That's your Tanuk. That's all. But you need the menucha emes, the menucha v'amuna, right? Shalom v'shalva. Yeah, where's that going to come from? Not just from sleep, because then you sleep the whole Shabbos. So what was that? That's not menucha. The oneg has to bring you into a menucha. All right, we still have two more sections of menucha, which, God willing, we will finish tomorrow. That'll be a good place to finish before we take a little break.